Geek Radio Daily. For not Monday, and that's good for very many reasons. One of which is it gets us closer to a weekend. And, you know, everybody's working for the weekend, as those famed wise Canadians once told us while wearing hot pants. Hi there. Welcome to the 23rd of July. We are the fine, fantastic folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You can know us from Facebook and Twitter and all those crazy places and things and whatnot. The folks bringing it to you today, well, the man that had a slightly difficult weekend, but he's ready to shake it off. Shake it off. That there's podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
I need the remote to the freaking gun rack.
The entire gun rack? That's kind of crazy.
Oh, yeah.
All right, that's fine. Me, I'm the guy that puts it all into perspective. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
It's like the old saying goes, if you want to make an omelet, you have to compromise all of your principles.
Just that simple. And a little bit of sage. What happened, yo?
In 1829, William Austin Burt, a surveyor from Mount Vernon, Michigan, receives a patent for his typographer, the earliest forerunner of the typewriter.
1877, the first telephone and telegraph line in Hawaii is completed. Before that, they couldn't talk to anybody.
1880, the first commercial hydroelectric power plant goes into operation in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
1886, Gottlob Daimler invents the car. The four-wheel vehicle, fashioned from a four-seat horse-drawn carriage, features a steering column and large engine mounted below the back seat.
I don't think it'll catch on. 1903, in Detroit, Ford Motor Company sells its first car, a Model A, to Dr. Ernst Fenning of Chicago. Huh, I was wrong. They did catch on.
And that guy went on to run his own summer camp for kids. 1904, according to some sources, the first ice cream cones are sold at the Louisiana Purchase Exposition in St. Louis, Missouri by Charles E. Menches.
1929, Fox Film acquires the patents on the Movie Tone sound system for recording sound onto film.
1927, Lord Irwin sends the first wireless telegram from India to King George V in London.
1956, the Bell X-2 rocket plane sets the world aircraft speed record at 3,050 kilometers per hour.
1962, the first live transatlantic television broadcast is hosted by Walter Cronkite and made via AT&T's Telstar 1 satellite, and that is the way it was.
Satellites, I don't think they'll catch on. 1972, NASA launches Landsat 1, the first Earth resources satellite. The satellite is capable of observing Earth at different wavelengths. Huh. I guess it did catch on.
1982, actor Vic Morrow and two child actors are killed on the set of Twilight Zone the movie when a helicopter spins out of control. Why do you have people anywhere near a helicopter inside of a soundstage?
1986, Merck and Company begins manufacturing the first FDA-licensed genetically altered vaccine ever used in the United States. The hepatitis B vaccine represents a significant improvement over past methods of producing vaccines from blood taken from chronic hepatitis B virus carriers.
1990, the trial of Craig Neerdorf, also known by the handle Night Lightning, begins in Chicago's District Court for the Northern District of Illinois. He's charged with theft of computerized text file, also known as the E911 document.
1995, Inventure Place, home of the National Inventors Hall of Fame, opens to the public in Akron, Ohio.
1996, WRAL, a Raleigh, North Carolina television station, transmits the first high-definition television broadcast under the first experimental HDTV license. That's right, first in format.
1997, Microsoft announces that the next Windows operating system, codenamed Memphis, will be named Windows 98.
Did not see that coming. 2000, routers if you prefer. News service reports that John Young, a New York architect, has posted secret CIA documents on his website dedicated to fight government secrecy.
2001, Dmitry Sklyarov, a PhD student researching cryptanalysis and an employee at the Russian software company Elcomsoft, is arrested by the FBI at the DEF CON convention in Las Vegas for creating the Advanced eBook Processor program to copy Adobe electronic books.
2004, Warner Brothers releases Catwoman, directed by Jean-Christophe Comar, starring Halle Berry, Benjamin Bratt, Sharon Stone, was a record-setting number of Golden Raspberry Award-winning film.
The Catwoman film, I don't think it'll catch on. Oh, wait, it didn't. 2008, Google launches a beta version of Null, a collaborative internet encyclopedia, in an attempt to compete with the increasingly popular Wikipedia.
We're Google, it must be ours. 2009, 7:41 a.m., the first giant panda conceived through artificial fertilization using frozen sperm is born in the Sichuan province, China. The achievement is an enormous advance in breeding endangered species, and enormous because it was a giant panda.
The 8,500-mile Seacom fiber optic cable to East Africa goes live, providing high-speed internet to South Africa, Tanzania, Kenya, Uganda, and Mozambique. The cable took 2 years and $650 million to build.
2015, NASA announces the discovery of the Kepler 425b
oddly enough, by Kepler. Birthdays.
How fortuitous. Daniel Radcliffe, 30 years old, from Harry Potter, The Woman in Black, Horns, Victor Frankenstein, which is a fantastic movie, Now You See Me Too, Miracle Workers, and well-known equestriophile.
Sandeep Parikh is 39, that's Zabu in The Guild, and The Legend of Neil.
Marlon Wayans, 47, from I'm Gonna Get You, Sucka, in Living Color, Scary Movie, Dungeons and Dragons, and Marlon.
Charisma Carpenter is 49 years of age, from Josh Kirby, Time Warrior, Buffy, Angel, Veronica Mars, and The Expendables. And that one issue you have.
Eric LaSalle, 57, from Coming to America, Under the Dome, Logan, and of course, best known as the spokesman for Soul Glow.
Woody Harrelson is 58 years of age, from Cheers, White Men Can't Jump, Natural Born Killers, Kingpin, Wag the Dog, True Detective, Hunger Games, and Solo. He's been a little busy.
Ronnie Cox, 81 years old, from Deliverance, The Car, and Beverly Hills Cop, RoboCop, Total Recall, Deep Blue Sea, Albert Pyun's Captain America, and so many things. The man is busy as hell.
No longer with us, born this date in 1884, Emil Jennings, the first Best Actor Oscar winner and the only German Best Actor winner thus far, unless I didn't watch this past year's ceremonies.
1888, Raymond Chandler, writer and creator of Philip Marlowe.
1894, Arthur Treacher from Thank You, Jeeves, 1937's Heidi, and made those fish and chip shops that still exist in some cities around the country.
All four of them now.
Yep.
1918, Ruth DeChini. She was the penultimate surviving munchkin from Wizard of Oz and Under the Rainbow.
1921, Calvert DeForest, better known as being Larry Bud Melman on Late Night with David Letterman.
1933, Burt Convy, game show host legend, and of course you can see him in Cannonball Run.
1967, Philip Seymour Hoffman from Twister, Boogie Nights, The Big Lebowski, Mission Impossible 3, Hunger Games, and I'm sure I left your favorite film out of it, so you should drop us a note.
That's right, it was him in Twister, not Jack Black.
That's right, see?
On CBS, we've got a new Love Island, NCIS, and Danny and Lexi follow Cleopatra's sarcophagus all the way to the Bermuda Triangle, where one of Shaw's contacts offers to find a missing smuggler's plane on a new blood and treasure.
That show cannot be nearly as interesting as it sounds. ABC, it's a rerun of The Conners, American Housewife, Modern Family, Blackish, Modern Family, Blackish. They just kept doing reruns.
I really do need to give Blood and Treasure a shot, because that seems right up my alley.
Go for it.
NBC, Judge Cuts 2. On Bring the Funny.
Bring it.
And I'm sure there'll be a court case afterwards.
Sure. On Fox, it's USA Champions, the story of the 2019 FIFA Women's World Cup, and a rerun of Spin the Wheel and 911. But watch the first one, because it will make some people unhappy.
CW, Atria 9 enlists Jax in the study group to help her stand up against her former masters and free her clone sisters and brothers from oppression on a new Pandroa. Huh? On a new The 100.
Well, Pandora. I must have spelled Pandora wrong. Those are two different shows. That's why there's dots. Freeform. Malika asked the Coterie members to create performance pieces expressing themselves as their birthday presents to her instead of a big part on a new Good Trouble.
I need to put commas in or something.
Sure.
AMC has Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian.
Sorry, I didn't realize people would be looking at my sheet in a formatted way. FX, after MC Pray Tell falls ill while organizing his annual AIDS cabaret, he ends up in the hospital, which leads to a series of unexpected visitors on a new pose.
FXX Simpsons, King Size Homer, Sweets and Sour Marge, and The Heartbroke Kid.
But we're going to be watching the Lifetime Movie Network because a lady's mother and younger sister are confined due to her sister's illness. But when she realizes her sister may not actually be as sick as she seems, her mother catches on and is going to do whatever it takes to keep her daughter with her forever. Kristen Vaganos and Libby Monroe star in Mommy Would Never Hurt You.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. When someone steals money from a bank using a computer, Stefan and Chad are hired to find out who did it. They learn it's a young computer expert named David. When Victor, the man who hired them, is shown how it was done, he grabs the boy to get him to steal him some more money. Chad says that makes Victor look like a real prince of darkness. Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
No blasted lettuce today!
Well, except for the guesses about, you know, where Chad and Abby are. And we have one correct answer thus far. Woo!
Man, they got it before me.
I know, and that's so unusual because you're so good at this, the way you knocked out last week's. If you've got any kind of idea...
I didn't know what the hell it was.
or just want to tell us what's going on in your life, won't you please share those thoughts by simply sending us an email to podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, if you prefer the spoken word, you can make that happen as well. And we may or may not include music for dramatic reading purposes. Simply dial the voicemail number by picking up your phone and hitting the buttons of
510-GRD-CROW.
And remember, we don't know if what you say is true or not, so you can have the most interesting life ever.
Ooh.
This is Phil Collinson. You're listening to Radio Free Scaro.
Anyone who might listen to this in the UK,
you will guffaw with amazement.
Yeah, it looks like you need a Piers Winger in here. That's a load-bearing winger.
I feel the impact of Torchwood.
But we had such hope for the character. Thinking, oh, wow, look at Adric. He's great. I'm sure he's starting off a little shaky here, but he'll come around. We've riled him up.
Do we need all these singing type things for a bunch of nerds?
Pardon me, Pedantor.
That's me, Pedantor of the gutter.
There's the typical Burgess modesty we've all come to know and loathe.
This show has always been about warts and all, by God, and we'll keep doing it.
It's up on RadioFreeScaro.com.
Hooray!
Hello, I'm Robert Picardo, and for reasons I can't fathom, you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Gosh, that man follows direction well. Such a complex, fantastic actor. Well done, sir. Well done.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
But on the off chance you do, or TV shows, there's more stuff coming out today. What can you scroll through, sir?
On our TV aisle, we've got season one of Assassination Classroom.
I also have Manifest. Watch people talk about what's going to be on a plane or a boat. Who knows? Manifest.
In our classic TV on DVD, we've got Doctor Who Colony in Space.
Doctor Who Planet of Fire! Fire, fire.
And Doctor Who The Dominators.
From documentary, Geek and You Shall Find. That's what we should have called this show.
Oh, man. Too late to... Now they probably already trademarked it. Must be anime based on title alone. We have Armored Troop of Votoms OVA Collection 2. So many acronyms.
Nashiju, My Ordinary Life, the complete series. Kazoo Knight, thank you.
And Cutie Honey Universe. Okay, that could have been in the porn category, but it's got it. Come on.
From our re-release section, we've got the Criterion Edition of Do the Right Thing.
We also have Cleopatra Jones.
Damn, we have Pacific Heights, which was recently remade, even though with Dennis Quaid, even though they didn't call it that.
Man, I remember watching that the first time because I was a huge Michael Keaton fan as a kid, and I saw that movie. It kind of messed me up in my head for a little while. I think we saw it in class. I don't know how that happened. Also, Weird Science, the movie.
1984. That's the William Hurt version, if I do remember correctly.
From What Describes My Love Life, we have Tall Tales.
I heard they were short stories. Movies, we've got The Earl Prince. That's E-R-L. There's no A in there.
We also have one that maybe describes yours, Swingin' Safari.
If there's a fee involved, I'll swing.
Master Z, the IP Man Legacy, yo.
How High 2.
Answering all the
leaving
questions.
Leaving jokes alone.
Hellboy, the 2019 version. Don't get your hopes up.
Oh, but I want to see it. We also have Alita, Battle Angel, which I've heard good things. I want to see that.
I enjoyed it. We also have Missing Link, but we're getting the story of a high school student who reluctantly takes a job babysitting for a professor of a college she hopes to attend. Struggling to entertain the professor's kids along with her own little brother, she takes them on a hike, unaware that mysterious aliens have crash-landed and started devouring every living thing they encounter. Tashani Washington, Dee Wallace, and Jadeed Noel star in, wait for it, they're back, Critters Attack.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Take a look at the world. From a geeky point of view, Life in Hell and, well, Simpsons creator Matt Groening has confirmed that a sequel to The Simpsons movie will eventually arrive.
Simpsons 2, Bartman Boogaloo.
Groening said that Disney's been begging to capitalize on the sequel's box office potential after the House of Mouse's historic acquisition of 20th Century Fox earlier this year.
Mouse needs cheese, baby.
However, he also remained incredibly vague, which means that we should not expect another big screen outing for Springfield's Finest anytime soon. In fact, he said, no doubt there will be another Simpsons movie one of these days. I think Disney wants something for its money.
Go out there and get my money, sucker!
The first movie was released in 2007 and saw Springfield being quarantined under a giant glass dome after Homer accidentally pollutes the town's lake.
And Stephen King swears he had no idea when he wrote his book.
Earlier this year, The Simpsons was renewed for two more seasons, enabling the show to continue as the longest-running sitcom on American TV. And yeah, I can hear you rolling your eyes. Another movie based on a show that's overstayed its welcome. Well, fair point, but don't have a cow, man.
Sound the alarm. We have an emergency alert.
Yes, Avengers finally made more than Avatar. Big whoop.
No, this is serious. The Good Place is murdering Janet.
Holy forking shirt balls!
Well, kind of. So Mike Schur and the team have teased that something bad is going to happen to our favorite humanoid and not a robot source of knowledge, and we're not forking okay with it. Janet will be replaced by what or who we don't know yet.
But every neighborhood needs a Janet.
Darcy Carden appeared in a video at Comic-Con as Janet saying, "I have been murdered. There's every chance she'll be replaced with someone just like her. Or maybe even Derek, played by Jason Mantzoukas. Maybe he'll take over for a bit.
Janet has made a lot of talking to my ear holes about him.
Maybe they're just forking with us. We'll have to wait and see." During the panel, creator Mike Schur slammed the Emmys for seemingly snubbing Darcy for her work as Janet in this year's nominations, despite an episode where, due to a blip in her void, meant that she ended up playing every single character.
So good.
Now, talking frankly, he told the audience, "I'm sorry, I know you're not supposed to talk about this stuff, but imagine if your job is to make a list of best supporting actress performances on television, and imagine you watch that episode and you think, you know, just not top five. Imagine that. Imagine how crazy human being you would have to be." Unfortunately, the upcoming season 4 will be the show's last, as Team Cockroach's adventures around the underworld finally come to an end. Darcy said, "It's like a breakup when you're still in love with the person, but you know it's not going to last. So it's like, I still love you, but let's end it in a way that feels good for everybody."
Way to break our hearts there, guys.
Or maybe they just want us to learn that the best Janet was the Janet that was inside Janet all along.
A 33-year-old man has been arrested by the Tokyo police after he allegedly stole 34 Duel Masters cards worth 1.5 million yen, $13,907.
He was babbling, "I am dark. I am the knight. I am Bat." Oh, wait. Sorry, wrong show.
Kanisha Oba allegedly scaled construction scaffolding and broke into the second floor of a card shop. No staff members were in the shop at the time. The shop showcase was smashed, and Oba's accused of stealing 34 Duel Masters cards, which were later resold.
Then he said, "That's it? I just spawned the essence of an extremely powerful creature, and that's all I get?"
According to Ashashimbun, security cameras reportedly filmed the suspect near the crime scene. Oba has since confessed, saying he needed the money to pay back a friend. What he owed his friend money for? No particular idea, no clue, no concept, not a lot of info. All we know is he went down like a man, and that's what matters. Well, actually, he went down like a screaming maniac, but that's not the point!
Speaking of things you shouldn't have done, Google has reportedly reached a multi-million dollar settlement with the U.S. Federal Trade Commission over alleged violations of children's data privacy laws on YouTube.
How did they get around the complicated age control system of clicking yes for 18 and over?
The settlement comes after an FTC investigation over whether the tech giant sufficiently protected the data of children using the platform.
I'm guessing they did not.
In June, it was reported that Google would face fines from a late-stage investigation by the federal government into YouTube's handling of children's videos. That report came the same day that YouTube said it was considering significant changes to protect its youngest content creators and viewers. This could include moving all children's content to the YouTube Kids app.
While making millions of kids opening toys and reacting to ancient technology like pagers or VHS tapes, or 3D-printed versions of the save icon.
The investigation found Google improperly collected children's data, a breach of the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. However, the Department of Justice has yet to sign off on the details of the fine. Google declined to comment, while the FTC didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. Google, don't be evil. And if you can't, I guess you're just going to change what evil means.
After packing it up, laying off thousands of employees, and saying goodbye to everyone, Toys R Us announced they're returning with two new stores.
Well, you can't keep a good giraffe down.
The company sent out an announcement letting people know they would be revitalizing the brand with improved stores using a different strategy.
This time, we'll make money.
The two new locations will be located at the Galleria in Houston, Texas, and the Westfield Garden State Plaza in Paramus, New Jersey. So, mall locations, not box stores like before.
Ah, yes, mall locations. Why, we're going to be a hit on a thriving marketplace.
As they say, the new Toys R Us stores will serve as must-visit destinations for kids to learn, play, and fall in love with the latest and most popular toys for parents to have fun with their children and ignite their own childlike sense of play. The stores will be highly interactive with new events and activities every day, from seeing toys displayed out of the box to test before making a purchase, to visiting different brand stations, to driving learning through play embracing steam, or just having fun with Jeffrey the Giraffe in an open play space.
We won't have any furnaces in any of them. They'll all be steam-powered. And only the dirtiest of ball pits for our customers.
Using Beta's innovative experimental retail model, brands will showcase their products in an interactive playground-like environment, creating an entirely new retail experience centered around product discovery and engagement. Brands will also have the opportunity to design custom experiences and branded shops to help them create memorable experiences for parents and children. The experimental retail environment will leverage Beta's retail as a service platform, which enables brands to actively manage their in-store experience and measure how offline experiences translate into online sales.
Well, I tell you, I got the idea from a clothier who let me get this. Try on the clothes before I purchase them. What an amazing new thing.
Please, make this work, Toys R Us. Shit, we're running out of places for a kid to be a kid. Because the internet's not safe, but with Google, you sons of bitch. GRD is licensed to the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Go check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Always a fun thing to do. And yeah, drop us a note. Tell us what's going on in your world. If you've got a random convention that's going to be in the Richmond area that I didn't know was going to happen, like happened with Bill telling us, so we went to the Getaway Con this past weekend and competed in a Super Smash Brothers tournament, we want to do more of those. Let us know what's happening. You know, we're in multiple places. Technically, GRD folks are all over the world. So let us know. Podcast at geekradiodaily.com, or of course, drop a voicemail to
510-GRD.
And we'll come.
I went spend a night in the pokey because I was Googling myself in a picture house.
Okay, then.
Peace out, player.
Doesn't anyone know how to turn off the program when they leave?
Listen, ladies, it's been real and it's been fun.
But has it been real fun? Mm-hmm. Nope.
Whatever's coming, I feel like we can beat it.
I know.
You do?
I always did. I just needed you to know it, too.
So all that stuff about the deals with the devil.
It's God's honest truth. But you're bigger than that. You'll win this in the end. I just wish I could be there to see it.
What do you mean? You're not...
I can't stay. This isn't me anymore. You can say goodbye to the gang for me. Explain everything. Once you understand.
That's gonna be never. I need you here.
Don't make this hard, Angel. I'm just on a different road. And this is my off-ramp. The powers that be owed me one, and I didn't waste it. I got my guy back on track.
Corey, it's just the...
We take what we can get, champ. And we do our best with it. I'll be seeing you.